Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Chof Hey, Nida 25, and today's Daf Yomi on 25A, the Gemara is discussing the status of a shafir, of an embryo, whether it's clear or whether it's filled with dirty liquid, whether or not it is considered to be an actual human inside, and therefore the woman is going to have the tuma of Leda, the ritual impurity of having given birth. So Darash Rabbi Hoshua ben Chananya, expounded the following verse, and this Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said earlier that even if it is she'eno merukam, if it is not going to be considered to be dirty, it is going to be considered to be a vod. It is going to be considered to be a fetus. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says that it states, how does he know his halacha? He says, we learned this from Adam, from the original Adam, that after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, after he ate from the tree of knowledge in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, it says, Vayas Hashem Olkim La'adam Ulishto, Kasnos Or Vayal B'Shem, that God made for man and for Adam and for his wife, Kasnos Or, garments of Or, which are usually leather, Vayal B'Shem, and he dressed them, so that he put garments on their skin. And so we see from here that the fact that the verse connects the wearing of garments on somebody, on their skin, milamed, this teaches us, she'ena kadosh baruch hu osa or la'adam elam kein notzar, that God does not make the skin for a person unless they are first created. And this implies that the skin is the main part of the creation of the human. And therefore, a woman who aborts a embryo, which is the skin of the fetus, she should be considered to be Tameah, because the skin is what comes after the creation. And so we see from here that Rabbi Yeshua is going to be at the position, Alma says the Gemara, but or Talia Milsa, that the creation of whether or not a woman is ritually impure is dependent upon whether or not there is or skin, and that is the embryo. Voshna Achor, Voshna Tzolon. It doesn't matter whether or not the or is muddy or dirty, or whether it is clear, she should be Tmeah. Now, Iamris Bishlama, the Gemara says, if we're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua has a dispute with the sages with respect to Betzalel Machlokes, with respect to the clear, an embryo that has clear liquid, Hainu Dehitzrich Kra. This is why Rabbi Yeshua has to bring us a verse to tell us this idea that because from the embryo alone, which is the skin, that's how we know she is Tameah. Eli Amras, but if we say, Ba'achor Machokas, that the reason for Rabbi Yeshua that he says is considered to be a birth is because the dirtiness demonstrates that there was a fetus there, and it's nothing to do with the skin. Lamali Kra, why does he cite this verse? Svara Ba'almahu, Rabbi Yeshua's position is based upon logic, not a verse. Ella, we see from here, Shema Mina, we see from here, Betzalel Machlokes, Shema Mina. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua has a dispute with the sages with respect to Betzalel. The Rabbi Yeshua says if the embryo has Tzalel, it is considered to be a birth because it depends upon the skin, and therefore the woman is Tmeah Leida. She's Tuma as a result of having given birth. But we see from here that the first thing God created when we demonstrate that there's creation, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is the skin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make or, he does not make skin for a person unless he is created. So it's right in the Ein Elyo that we've learned from these things actual halacha. What do we learn? We learn how to act if somebody comes to you for charity, because we learn, first of all, in several places that from the way that God acts, we learn the halacha. And so it states in the Midrash that God said to Moshe, don't be upset where I told you to go down to the people during the golden calf. God says to Moshe, raid Mikan. Because there are two or three times God says where I went down from heaven to earth to see how the people were sinning. And as it says that where there are in Genesis, when he goes down by the Dor HaFlaga, by the Tower of Babel, so, or other places also, where God says about Sodom, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down and sees the world. So we see from here that this is how the proper way to act. And so therefore we see from here with respect to, let's say somebody comes, there's halacha, that if somebody comes and wants food, we say with respect to halacha, the food has to be prepared for the poor person before he comes. And also with respect to a poor person, We don't ask. If somebody asks for food, we give them. We don't ask, demonstrate whether or not you really are hungry. If somebody asks for food, we're supposed to give this person food if they're poor, and we don't ask any questions. However, we see that from our sugya, with respect to clothing, it's not the case, because first God prepared the human beings, and then the human being was clothed. And so we see from here that a person can first invite a guest to his home, and only after that should he make the garment. Just like God created Adam, and only after that did he make the skin, which is the levush, which is the garment. Or also, God gave Adam the garments only after they were created. And we see from here that garments come before, that mazonos, that food comes before garments. And the commentaries point out, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, that today, even if there's a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar who needs a garment, and there's somebody else who requires food, that we give the other person first the food, that the food comes before the clothing in all cases.